over here. And today is, what day is today?
This is the 20th.
It's still April.
I'm still in Korea, my life.
April 25th, 2005.
I think it's April 26th.
And let's have a public hearing on the SCR3. And I'd like to call at this time Senator Atkinson. We are glad to have you here this morning. Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, I'm Jason Atkinson, State Senator for a big chunk of Southern Oregon. Mr. Chair, it's very nice to see you this morning. Welcome back to the United States.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for hearing this bill. This bill is what it does in its smallest piece is set up a sister state relationship with the northern province of Iraq, which is Kurdistan. And we all know, at least from the press reports through the mid-90s, about what happened in the region of Kurdistan. Kurdistan was an ethnic group of people largely from Turkey and what is now northern Iraq that were persecuted under the Hussein regiment. They have a very big interest right now in trying to reach out to the global community, especially in the United States, especially with states inside of the United States, to set up these sister relationships to do two things. Number one is to actually establish themselves in the world community as a stable place in the Middle East. And number two is actually to create a lot of business relationships back and forth. I got called on this project largely from someone who was shopping for Oregon concrete, believe it or not. The region has a very big need to build houses and schools right now, and a friend of a friend of a friend kind of a thing led to this today. So I'm very thrilled that you'd have it. Let me tell you why I have a very big personal interest in this, something I don't talk about too often, but I have a very large interest in Africa and the Middle East. It's an area that I've studied. It's a region I've recently visited. In fact, last week it was visited by the Oregon Senate by a group of 10 Egyptians who I had, which was a fantastic experience. My great-grandfather escaped the Turkish massacre when the Turks came in right before World War I, and he was Assyrian. Not Syrian, Assyrian. A-S-S-Y, Assyrian. The Assyrians were one of the oldest ethnic minority groups in the world. In fact, it's been told and largely believed by scholars that Christ himself spoke Assyrian. After the conclusion of World War II, the Syrians were supposed to get their own territory, which would largely be, if you looked at least historically on the maps today, Kurdistan. Without speaking an ounce of English or with no money, my great-grandfather escaped and came to this country. And four generations later, a year ago, I had the privilege of going to meet with His Majesty King Abdullah at the Baghdad Palace and sit down, the great-grandson of immigrants in the region that he now governs, and talked about the connection of history and politics and all this. So for me to bring this to you is highly personal also, because this is a region of the country, or a region of the world, excuse me, that is typically very unstable. However, it has these little glistens, these little sparks of a tremendous democracy and tremendous entrepreneurialism and stability that the SCR3 really hopes that the rest of the world will recognize. It is my hope, as we had a floor discussion, that this bill would not just be something that we run through the books and do nothing with. I have talked to the Regional Development Department in Northern Iraq, their representatives, and they're very interested in connecting with Oregon. Oregon has a long history of sister state relationships, as the chair will also tell you, which are very beneficial. Senator Tom Hartung and I, through a sister state relationship, helped Oregon blueberries be sold in 7-Elevens in Taiwan. Now, that may sound not all that interesting to you, perhaps, hopefully it does, but it is a connection to Sister State relationships. We also have one in China. I know Representative Richardson has worked very hard, and we have sent delegations from the former Senator Mei Yi, who has worked to connect Oregon's economy to their economy. We have made a huge investment in the Pacific Rim with the Economic Development Department. Another interesting thing is that we have Oregon offices at many of the world's, especially in the Pacific Rim, inside the Taipei, I know, in China, and I believe Korea, Mr. Chair, we have representatives inside the World Trade Centers in those countries to promote our products. I think it's certainly a good idea for us to expand beyond the Pacific Rim, hopefully to a region that is in the news. I think that is a region that's got a lot of excitement. So with that, Mr. Chair, I'd be delighted to answer any questions and urge a yes vote on SCR3. And I think that if I don't get a question out of Representative Merkley on a Monday morning, I will be greatly disappointed.
Thank you. Any questions?
Oh, he's good.
World Trade Center, World Trade Council.
Vice Chair Merkley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and Senator Atkinson, for coming and talking about this. I certainly wouldn't want to disappoint you first thing on a Monday morning.
No.
And what question would you like to be asked?
Well, this is the best committee hearing I've ever had before.
No, I just know, just by way, again, of history, Representative Merkley and I were freshmen together, and now look at us. But he came to the building with a long history, academically and also economic development wise with the World Affairs Council, and has always brought in these very big names on the whole thing of exchange, cultural understanding, and East Timor was the last big fight Representative Merkley was involved in. And so anyway, I'm glad to see you on this committee, Representative.
Well, thank you. I'd like to note that after that bill went through the House with the help primarily of Kevin Mannix, who was here, East Timor became free. And so a good precedent for our involvement. I would like to say that it had a direct connection, although I doubt it. But in this case, establishing a sister state relationship certainly can be a valuable exercise both for our understanding of the world and for our trade, and I applaud you for getting so involved in this.
You know, it's very interesting to know. I certainly hope that the committee is able to push this bill through and have a good conversation on the floor. When we had the conversation, when we had the third reading in the Senate, I emailed a connection who emailed someone else who in northern Iraq on the internet was listening to our floor debate. So anyway, I would hope that would happen also in the House.
All right. Vice Chair Bruin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator, this is just so it wasn't quite so easy. That's my two questions, if I may.
All right.
The first is, could you describe, or do you have a general sense of what the most likely products or services that Oregon generates or that the area of Kurdistan generates that we would be trading between our two states?
That's a great question. The biggest need, as I understand it today, and I say this as a blanket comment simply because it always depends on who you're talking to, and it depends upon, usually, just like in the American system of government, the American system will say 6 months later what our needs are rather than today. But it is my understanding that concrete is a very big commodity, and actually shipping of concrete is a problem because they can't seem to get it shipped through the Persian Gulf or through the Suez, and so it's a matter of Turkey. And as you know, at least as I just told you about my great grandfather, Turkey, the relationship with Turkey in Kurdistan has not always been friendly. Concrete's a big thing. The other part that's very important is another blanket statement, anything dealing with education. I know that the Kurdistan government, regional government, is very interested in literacy. And so Oregon actually has a tremendous amount of exports, or a tremendous amount of products when it comes to software, educational software. And that also doesn't, you really don't have to get a massive tanker truck to move software. I know those are things. And then thirdly, I think the other part is if a Western state has a recognition, it gives them leverage with other states. And we've seen, especially, in as you'll see in this committee also, when two or three states are tied together, on some kind of a relationship, usually are able to get things done. I think it's called PNEDA, isn't that right, Representative Merkley? You know, the regional economic development between Western states and Canada. You know, those things sound a little heady, but if you actually combine two or three states together, it's tremendous about what we can exchange. Now, food is another byproduct. When I was in the Middle East this last time, the greatest thing, we go to the first restaurant, and they lay out all this food. It was just fantastic. And in my mother's side of the family, at Christmas time, that's what they make, this the same food. And so for me to go to the Middle East, first time, look at all this food, it was like Christmas. So my stock went up, not because I was a sinner, just because I knew the food. But I think that there's a real connection between their food and ours, and I think that's Oregon's second biggest export is still ag products. Now, what would we get from them? I'm not sure to answer that question.
One more question. Yeah. And you alluded to another question. You alluded to this in your discussion about the distribution of concrete or asphalt in the Kurdish area. Can you address whether we should be worried, or your thoughts at least, if Oregon as well as other states do this, the antagonisms it could create with Turkey?
Mr. Chair, Representative, I think... I'm not particularly worried. I mean, I think, at least in my even limited experience, when things are done on a humanitarian basis, it's hard for a large government to stand in the way that's getting U.S. aid. And Turkey is still an ally. So it's not a big worry as much as it's a worry for me of not getting something accomplished. You know, if you look at any of the great battles of the last century, the quicker economies, even regionally, were able to be stabilized, the entire country was able to be stabilized. Look at Italy after World War II. Look at the Baltic states after World War I. Now, that's not exactly stable, but it was done on a region by region basis. So I think it's, you know, I just, this is more humanitarian than political, but I think, Turkey's, it would seem to me that one of the pushes of the administration should be that if Kurdistan were strong, there wouldn't be as much border pressure on Turkey. But again, I'm a state senator, I'm not a U.S. senator.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? Okay, if not, I believe this is a good thing for our state, having a relationship, especially in the region. And we, Vice Chair Brun, expressed some concerns of the Turkish, but, you know, they refused the passage of U.S. Troops from Turkey to the Iraq at the earlier beginning of the war. And I don't consider that kind of nice gesture to our nation. And then the Kurdish people has been suffered a lot in the past many years, especially from the Saddam Hussein. And so our relationship with them not only boost us, also boost them. And hopefully when they are stabilized, we might be able to more encourage the trade and the economic relationship. And Korea was one of the bottom six in the national per capita income about 50 years ago. Now, with South Korea, even though less than half of our state is the 11th world economy at this time. So you know, that even though they are small at this time, but they might be growing up big in the future, could be a good economic, cultural, and educational partner in the future. So as soon as I saw this, the resolution 3 in my committee, I thought that this one, you know, we need to pass through. So I'm glad that we are doing it at this time. So thank you very much for your effort in this matter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, any other person like to testify on this SCR3? If not, we will close the public hearing on SCR3 and then open a work session SCR3.
Mr. Chair.
Vice Chair Bruin.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Concurrent Resolution 3 to the House floor with a do adopt recommendation.
Okay, and Vice Chair Bruin, the move to adopt the SJR3 to move to the floor. Okay, and any discussions? If not, and shall we? Okay. And please call the roll.
Representative Bruin.
Aye.
Representative Buckley.
Aye.
Representative Down.
Aye.
Representative Merkley.
Aye.
Representative Nelson.
Excuse.
Representative Riley.
Aye.
Chair Lynn.
Aye. The SJR3 has to approve. Sometimes I forget the word, okay. And so it passed. And any... Thank you very much. Hold on. Who do you think should carry this bill? Do you have any idea? Any members, volunteers? Any connection with the Curries?
I have no connection. I would be honored to carry this, but I would also back me my colleagues do so as well.
Okay, any objection to do that? Okay, then Representative Buckley, the honor to carry this bill to the floor. Thank you. All right. Okay. While I was gone to Korea, about more than 1 week, sometimes I'm afraid I might forget English when I was gone, since I was speaking Korean only over there. But I'm sure it will come back again. And I just want to share with you before we go to the next one. This is the I received this award from Korea, and I didn't know, but they told me this is made out of pure 99% gold. And so my proposal is that we melt it and divide them among our members. And then
will you read it to us?
Okay, and you might I will let me translate it. And John Lin, Oregon State representative, this person was elected to the state senate 3 times, and a 4th time he was elected to the House representative of Oregon State. And he, as a Korean American, he promoted the trade and economy between these 2 countries, especially with Oregon. And then as a Korean American, he that they accomplished the relationships between the 2 countries. Because of his accomplishment, we 21st century Economic Development Associations an award this the Economic Culture Award to Mr. Lin, and with this plaque. That's the general explanation. And then Mr. Kyung-sik Lee, he was the former Prime Minister of the Republic of Korea. And why don't you go to that, just feel a touch of it. And then there's a picture here.
And
I was one of he's the deputy prime minister now. He was one of the recipients with myself together.
So all right.
Okay. Congratulations, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. I feel honored being awarded of this prestigious award. As a Korean Nobel Prize. So, just I want to know that. All right. With that, I'd like to open up. Where's my gold plaque? Okay. And I'd like to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 856. Okay, Carol Suzuki, welcome.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Chairman. Chair Lim and members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to address you today regarding Senate Bill 856. For the record, my name is Carol Suzuki, and I reside in Salem and have served as a member of the Commission on Asian Affairs since my appointment in 2001. The Commission on Asian Affairs is the youngest of the four state advocacy commissions, having been created during the 1995 session by then-Senator John Lim. As a commission, we serve as a resource to the governor and state legislators and assist government agencies in their outreach efforts to Asian Americans. Today, I'm here before you on Senate Bill 856, and primarily what it tries to do is to bring the statutes of the Commission on Asian Affairs into alignment with its sister commissions, the Commissions on Black Affairs, Hispanic Affairs, and the Commission for Women. It removes redundant or unnecessary language in the current statutes. And as you know, I've been before you previously on House Bill 2013 and Senate Bill 359, the proposals to consolidate the four advocacy commissions. This bill supports some of those changes, and unfortunately today the amendments to Senate Bill 856 are not available, and I hope to be able to return again when they are.
Right. When do you think the amendment will be ready?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check in with them again.
Okay. Let us know when that is ready, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Vice Chair Mokley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. A couple of questions. One is why the language regarding the members shall be residents of the state has been removed. And second, what is the thinking behind changing the terms from three-year terms to two-year terms?
Actually, mentioned that to remove the shall be residents of the state was a drafting error. That should not be in there. So obviously members should be residents of the state. I think what we were trying to do is to mirror the language in each of the commission's statutes, and that was not something that was in the statutes for the Commission on Hispanic Affairs, for example. We felt at the time, well, it's obvious they would have to be residents of this state in order to even be considered. But what we hadn't thought about is, well, what if they were then to move to, let's say, Vancouver, and then could they still serve? And the answer to that would be no, and hopefully that those folks would choose to resign. We've not had that situation, but we'd actually like that to remain in the statute.
Okay.
And the second question, Mr. Chair, was what is the thinking behind changing the terms from three-year terms to two-year terms?
Actually, it would continue to stay as three-year terms also. What we're finding is that this was drafted prior to the language in Senate Bill 359 and House Bill 2013 being finalized. And in Senate Bill 359 and 2013, the term is for 3 years. There was at one point a difference between the folks who serve. If you were appointed by the President of the Senate or the Speaker of the House, you would serve two years. But if you were a legislator, you would serve for 2 years. However, if you were appointed by the governor, you would serve 3 years. And it created kind of some difficulty in terms of when you would renew appointments.
So you're providing amendments that will make those changes to this?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. And according to this bill, that is submit to the government at the beginning of each biennium a report. Do we have that report?
Senator, since we lost funding and our executive directors, we have not submitted a formal report to the legislature.
Okay. All right. Okay, if there is no...
Yes.
Representative Buckley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I'm a little confused on where we are with the staff measure summary. At the bottom of the page, it says we'll delete the requirement that an affirmative vote of the majority of appointed members is needed to take final action in a transaction of business. Is that going to be included in the amendment that is to come to us, or is there? I'm confused on where we are.
Okay.
Again, I think that is a reflection of some difficulties that the commission has had. For example, the statutes for the other commissions simply, the sentence simply ends. A majority of the members of the commission constitutes a quorum for the transaction of business. What's happened with these commissions over the years is that appointments have not happened and have not kept up. And that was, you know, largely because of funding. I don't think that the governor's office was sure how to proceed in that situation. And so we still have a commission, but it was difficult to get a quorum because not only did we not have appointed members, we didn't have a full commission. And so we just wanted, again, to bring the statutes into alignment. And so it simply ended as a majority of the members of the commission constitutes a quorum for the transaction of business, period, and then deleted that that no final decision may be made without an affirmative vote of the majority of the members appointed. If that makes sense.
Jim,
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the staff measure summary is describing the bill. I haven't seen the amendments.
Okay.
When the amendments come, we'll write the amendments up and try to summarize those as well. But right now, it just represents the original bill.
Sure. All right. Okay. If there's no further questions, then as soon as when you are ready, let us know. Then we will have a work session scheduled.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time to come to testify. Appreciated your job and your dedication on the Commission on Asian Affairs.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, is there any other person like to testify on this Senate Bill 856? If not, we will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 856. Since there is no further business, the meeting is adjourned.
You want me to put this on?